This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're listening to Tyler Caleb and M on Sin 90.7. I haven't had coffee today. I'm really
struggling.
I'll
take the reins. I'll come in and save the day.
Thank you.
We have a producer, Julia, in the studio.
Hello.
Hello, Julia.
It's pub quiz time.
Can you come salvage this wreckage?
Can you salvage it?
We'll try.
Oh, my God. That was so bad. I could not even say seven.
Although, from my records, Em, I'm pretty sure you're in the lead for the pub quiz.
I know.
Yeah, you can probably put your feet up for this.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick it off,
let's get
guys.
Into it.
We talked about Bitcoin before. So, which of these following statements about Bitcoin is untrue? Thailand was the first country to outlaw Bitcoin. WikiLeaks turned to Bitcoins for donations after leading money transfers companies refused to deal with it. Former Spice Girl Mel B was the first musical artist to accept Bitcoin payment for her music. Or D, it took 10 years for a single Bitcoin to grow from $0 to $1,000.
I feel like Bitcoin is an invention in the last 5 or 6 years. I'm going to go D, that it took 10 years.
I was going
to
say
it didn't take 10 years for a single Bitcoin to grow from zero USD to 1,000.
I see.
Saying that's untrue.
I'm going to say former Spice Girls Mel B. Such a, I don't know. I feel like there'd be one YouTuber that made music and he accepted Bitcoin, even though he
had 10
views or something. He was still accepting Bitcoin.
It's kind of like, if you got paid from your employer and you're like, actually, don't worry about giving me, don't worry about direct depositing. Just go put a multi-leg on for me. Yeah,
This is tough. I feel like they're all true. I'm going to go something different. I'm going to say Thailand. A.
Okay, well, Tal actually got it. It's D.
Hey.
Well done, correct, because it was 2009 that Bitcoin came out, so it hasn't been around for 10 years. It's only been around for 5. So in 5 years, it grew from zero USD to 1,000.
Right. Hey, there we go.
Yep.
Just think, I'm taking pity, so I'm letting
sure.
You have it.
Sure.
Next question. Today, November 14, is Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. It also shares other day celebrations. Which day is not on November 14? Is it A, Spicy Guacamole Day? B, Operating Room Nurse Day. Specifically, nurses in the operating room.
I hope that doesn't mean they get to take a day off. Otherwise, there's going to be some surgeries going seriously wrong today.
Surgeons looking around for their help.
Scalpel. Oh. No, where's the scalpel?
Is it C, World Diabetes Day, or D, Hot Dog Day?
Oh,
do you know what, though? When I looked up that it was Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day,
I saw all these answers in you, Em.
But I can't remember which ones they are because I know that you've gone the day after because a couple of these are the day before and the day after.
Are they?
I think.
No, they're all November 14, but one of them is not.
I'm going to go World Diabetes Day.
Okay, I'm going to go Hot Dog Day because every day is Hot Dog Day.
I think it's Spicy Guacamole Day today. And I think it's Operating Room Nurse Day. I'm pretty sure it's C. I'm going to say C, World Diabetes Day.
Nah, Caleb's on the money.
Yes.
Hey!
Hot Dog
Caleb.
Day. Oh, should we say Bitcoin? But Hot Dog Day is actually celebrated on 3 days. It's Pickle Day today.
Oh.
That's right, because it made me want some pickles, strangely enough. Anyway.
Have we got time for another question?
Sure do.
One more question.
Place these parts of Australia in order of public transport commute time from shortest to longest.
Shortest conversations with people on public transport.
Who's the rudest city?
Okay, we've got Victoria, New South Wales, Adelaide, or Brisbane and Southeast Queensland combined.
And so this is the shortest time that on average it will take you to get from point A to point B on public transport.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to get the ball rolling very quickly because if you put the ball on a bus in Adelaide, it would go very quickly because I think Adelaide is the quickest public transport.
Oh, so when we say...
You've got to order it.
I got to order it.
So if none of you can get it, if you can get the first one, I'll give you a point.
Okay. All right, I'll go Adelaide, Victoria, New South Wales, Brisbane.
Correct. Is he?
Okay. Well, you all got to give your own answers.
Oh, yeah.
Eliminate the options.
See, my theory here is that Brisbane and New South Wales are the biggest two states, so it's going to be a bit harder for them to get around.
So Brisbane and Southeast Queensland are combined.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm going to say Brisbane first, then I'm going to go Adelaide, Victoria, then New South Wales.
I am going to shake it up. because I think you've thrown Adelaide as a little bit of a throw you off.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, Adelaide doesn't even have public transport. That's the twist.
I'm going to say New South Wales, Victoria, Adelaide, and then Brisbane and South East Queensland.
All right, hit us up with the answers. Read them out. I've got them written down, what we all said, and we can figure out who's the closest.
Okay. It goes Adelaide.
Damn.
Carl, well done.
Brisbane and South East Queensland. Victoria.
Yeah.
Then New South Wales. So, Em, you're pretty much backwards.
I'm backwards.
And I reckon
Caleb, you got three
money.
In a row. Do I? And Tal got Adelaide at the top.
So, does that mean?
I'll give Tal the point.
Damn. Do I at least get the wooden spoon for that?
Sure. Adelaide on 65 minutes. Brisbane, South East Queensland, 68. Victoria takes 80 minutes. And New South Wales takes 82 minutes on the daily commute.
To go how far? Oh, daily commute.
Yep.
One way?
I think the total.
Right.
The total. There we go.
Gee whiz. Well, thank you very much for that, Julia.
I've got two more questions.
Two more? Yeah. Why don't we get to these after the song?
Let's do it.
We'll get into one by SS and Kasia. This one is Slow Down. You're on Get Serial with Tal, Caleb, and Em. And Julia in the studio. Give us a text with anything you'd like to text us on 0456 239 333. That's our new text line number on Tuesdays. So get on board.
And there we had Eastern Seaboard Electric Soul Ensemble with Slow Down. You're listening to Tal, Caleb, and Em on Get Serial Tuesdays on Sin 90.7.
And Julia is in the studio.
And Julia.
It's pop quiz time.
Julia.
Again.
Julia.
I just called you Julia.
What's the score of the Julia. Tal?
Julia.
The score right now is
1 point apiece.
Handy lead for Tal, up 2-1 on Caleb and Em. With a wooden spoon in her back pocket at the moment.
That's okay.
Let's keep it there.
I'm good at losing. It's okay. I usually lose.
Way to talk yourself up, Em.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. We're talking about Frank and Frank Woodley. He's making a comeback with Lena and Woodley. Which of these statements about Frank Woodley is untrue? He was born on the 29th of Feb. He had a falling out with Colin Lane and didn't work together for a long period of time. He had 4 appearances on Thank God You're Here. Or he had a cameo in Kath and Kim.
So, 29th of Feb, does that mean he would be a leap?
A leap baby.
Yeah.
A leap baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a made-up birthday. Oh, is it?
It exists.
Oh, I don't know.
Every 4 years.
I know it exists. I'm not saying that people...
It's not like come up babies on holiday, just hold it in for a day.
I went to school with a girl that was born on a leap year. And it was her 18th and... Or 17th and whatever, or 16th, and it was her 4th birthday.
How confusing. Like,
had to go to
the hospital and
tables.
They're like, look, this is going to cause you a lot of paperwork nightmares. If you can just hold on to that sucker for another 6 hours, you are going to thank me 20 years down the line.
I'm going to say C, because I'm going to say he might have had more or less appearances.
Oh, you always do that, don't you?
He was the fave.
I'm going to have to go with him on that one. C.
4 appearances on Thank God You're Here.
Yep. Sorry, yeah, yep. I'm going to join in.
He did not have a cameo in Kath and Kim.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, he had it in the movie Kath and Kim Dorella.
Get out of here.
I don't understand why he wasn't on the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Final question. Ooh. 3 of these rare diseases are real. Which one is not? Okay. Ooh. Foreign accent syndrome, where you can adapt a new accent without being exposed to it. Alice in Wonderland syndrome, where objects appear smaller than they are. Art syndrome, where you have complete or almost complete hearing loss in females. Or D, pica, where you find eating mud, metal, or paper appetizing.
If you find paper mud or paper quite enjoyable, do you go, choo, Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Thanks very much.
Funny that you're talking about the foreign accent syndrome. My old neighbour used to have the most annoying American accent.
Was it fake?
He was fully Australian. I think he just watched a lot of TV. So I'm going to say that that's... real.
I think it's real.
Well, 3 of these are real. There's one that isn't real.
I'm going to say art syndrome.
Because
I think it's real, but I don't think it would be called art syndrome. Mm.
D just comes across extremely strange to me.
Eating mud, metal, or paper.
Yeah, I can understand people would want to eat it, but I don't know how it would be appetizing.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to change it to D because I don't think it's a disease. I think it's more of just a weird habit.
Strange addiction. Yeah. I'm going to say D.
Ooh.
I'm going to take Caleb answer and go to art syndrome for C.
Art syndrome is not a real... Well, it is a real disease, but it occurs mainly in males, not females.
Yeah, take it back.
Yeah. I should have changed the name.
Another one on the board for Tal. That brings up my first win of the year.
Well done.
Already?
Damn.
I'm what? Still dwindling on zero.
Yes.
I'm still dwindling on winning, so...
Well done.
It's a great feeling.
No, congratulations,
being semi-good at something.
Thanks so much for coming in, Julia.
No props.
Thanks for doing the
We are
going to
talk a little bit about the latest One Nation scandal that's happened in the news.
Yeah, but it's affecting a lot of things, actually.
Affecting a lot of things, but I just did want to say that, similarly, Em joined our team. Well, we kind of hijacked her team, but we are
hijacked
really,
my day. But I welcomed you, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. We're really appreciative of you, you know, being
you.
In our team, and we think you're a fine addition to our team.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Excellent.
Pleasure making me blush.
It's a long season with you.
It's really hot in here.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.